This Shabbos, finally, Chutz Laretz is catching up with Eretz Yisrael. So the Parsha of Maaseh will be read throughout the world. Ending Sefer Bamidbar. 40 years of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. And finally we start Sefer Dvarim. It always interests me to try and figure out what was the mindset of Dor HaMidbar. On one hand, all of their needs were taken care of. Everything. On the other hand, but they're not going anywhere. They're going to be schlepping around and camping, Vayisu Vayachanu, for 40 years. And the Dor HaMshech, the Dor HaTzair, the young following generation, those are the ones who are going to inherit the land. And they are going to die out in the desert, going nowhere. It sounds almost like retiring with a great nest egg. You have all your needs, you don't have to worry, but you have nothing to do with your time. It reminds me of the caricature where you see a man sitting, a gentleman, a senior gentleman, sitting at a park bench looking over a park, and in the back is the voice of the wife saying, "Honey, what are you doing?" And he says to her, "Nothing." So she says to him, "But honey, you did nothing yesterday." He says, "Yes, but I haven't finished doing nothing." What did the Jews, Bnei Yisrael, do during the Midbar? Did they look upon each and every day as a challenge, something new, something great, opportunities? Or did they just schlep along, schlep along, schlep along? That also reminds me about one of the trips that my wife and I made to the Canadian Rockies. Mamish to see Ma Godel Masech Hashem. And you hear a woman speaking to her husband next to us with an expression. She says, "You see one lake, you've seen them all. The beautiful emerald lakes, the gorgeous mountains, majestic waterfalls. Unimpressive." Perhaps that was exactly what Bnei Yisrael did in the Midbar, just schlepping along, complaining about this and complaining about that, and doing nothing. Imagine they have the opportunity spending 40 years to study Torah's Moshe. 40 years to help prepare the following door. Okay, guys, you're not going. You're not going to make it. You were involved in the Chet HaMeraglim. You don't deserve it. You're not prepared. But prepare your children. As we used to sing when we were children, Eretz Yisrael b'li Torah hi keguf b'lo neshama. Young generation, you have to fortify yourself, encapsulate a love of Torah, study of Torah, Torah Moshe, Sarem Yirtz Hashem, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be prepared. Prepared for all of that which will happen. And yet, that doesn't seem to be the mindset of the Dor HaMidbar. There's a beautiful article that appeared a few weeks ago in the Mishpacha in English. The cover being "Nothing Fazes the Mash." It's a story about Reb Chaim Yisrael Bloomfield, the Mashkiach at Neveh. He was known as the Mash. And there's one thing, one paragraph that I would like to read to you, share with it, because I think it mamash hits to the core. Anybody who's involved in chinuch, whether it's high school or post-high school, faces this. And he writes the following. One boy in his shiur, who he knew had spent much of his senior year getting to know the principal's office really well, started off the year by not showing up for the first several days. Finally, Rabbi Yisrael paid a visit to the dorm and sat down on the boy's bed. "Are you feeling better?" he asked. "Who told you I was sick?" "No one. But you impressed me as a guy who came here to accomplish, not to vegetate. When you didn't show up, I figured you're under the weather, so I came to see how you're doing." That was the last day he missed. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, at the beginning of the Parshat Maaseh, on the Pasuk, Vayichtav Moshe et Motzaeyim L'Maaseeyim Al Pi Hashem, Ve'ele Maaseeyim L'Motzaeyim, and as he translates, "And Moses wrote the breaking ups of the camp for the journeyings forth at the word of God, and these are the journeyings forth for the breaking ups." So Rav Hirsch writes, the changing of these wordings, notes from Motzei L'Maaseihem, is really a change in the conception of their journey. And it's not without significance. According to the way God takes it, they were Motzei L'Maaseihem. But to them, to Klal Yisrael, they were Maaseihem L'Motzeihem. When God made them break camp, the purpose was always to reach a fresh goal for which God's educational rulings should be considered in the new halting place, which he considered to be the most suitable. Each masa was a process, was the purpose of the breaking up of the camp, so that in reality, all the breaking up of the camps were Motzaeihem L'Maaseihem. But to Klal Yisrael, to Dor HaMidbar, to the people, it was the reverse. Wherever they stayed, they were dissatisfied. Always kvetching. When it came to breaking up the camp, that was what they wanted. That was the purpose. Let's get out of here. At the moment, it did not matter where they were going next. They were going on only to get away from where they were being stopped now. And that's why it's called from L'Motzaeihem Maaseihem. Maaseihem. Isn't this so true to our entire lives, whether talking about children, teenagers, young adults, adults, seniors? Where are we going? What are we doing with our time? For a number of years, I served as Rav in Montreal at the Young Israel of Chamedy. Basically, it was a senior community, not so young. And one of the things that affected me, it blew my mind away, and that was Simchas Torah. So Simchas Torah, they would take out all of the Sifrei Torah, Simchas Torah at night, heavy Sifrei Torah, and they would walk, those who were below the age of 60 would be carrying the Sifrei Torah, and they would walk down the aisle on one side of the Mechitza, the men, the other side of the Mechitza, the women, and you hear an expression from the elderly people. As the Torah passes by, they kiss it, and they say, "Halavai ibr ayor, mizol de lebin fanoch ayor." They wish for another year, which we blessed with another year. And the question fazed me: what do you mean by another year? What is the other year? Getting up at 11 o'clock in the morning, having your Danish, looking at the paper, walking to the mall, walking down the mall, seeing what's for sale, getting yourself an early bird lunch, going home to rest for a while, to fall asleep on the couch a few hours before you fall asleep in front of the TV, and weiter noch a tog, and noch a tog, day after day and year. The goal is to live for the next year, to be able to kiss the Sefer Torah next Simchas Torah, and say, Rebbeinu Shalom, bless me with another year. Shouldn't it be, what are you going to do during this year? What are you breaking up camp? Where are you going? Do you want a chance for another day to come to another minyan, to daven again, to do another mitzvah, to study another daf gemara, to listen to another good, powerful drasha, to grow, to do chesed, to volunteer, to be involved? Or is it just to schlep and schlep and schlep for another year and another year and another year? Is that what our mindset is? And as we reach the end of Sefer Bamidbar, as we reach the end of the 40 years of the Dor Hamidbar, can the Dor Hamidbar say, we studied for 40 years Torah Moshe, we accomplish something? Where it leads us personally, that's not our question to be asked. Are we able to create a Dor Hemshech that could be Yoresh Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaMuftachat, that we get to Sefer HaDvorim Ve'el HaDvorim, that we continue and continue, continue, that finally we could end with saying, V'zot HaBracha Sheberach, that we've been blessed with, this is a bracha. We should look at an opportunity of every moment that we have in life as a challenge to be able to accomplish, to be able to be do, and it should be, the Maseyem should be to be able to see new things, new godless Makadosh Baruch Hu. And that will really bless us with a wonderful life and a continuity of Klal Yisrael. Amen.